Pickleberry pie.
Pickleberry pie.
Being tiny is just fine on pickleberry pie.
Pickleberry pie.
Laughter, music, sing along.
We will find your favorite songs.
You know you're right where you belong, right here on pickleberry pie.
Okay, pickleberries, are you ready?
Linda Arnold, and I'd like to invite you to come with me to a magical place, a musical place, Pickleberry Pie. All it takes is a little imagination, and you'll fit inside the pie with me. Oh, and I guess you'll have to step over the straw. Gee, I wonder what the pickleberries are up to. Pickleberries, I'm here. It's me, Linda.
Oh, hi, Linda. Come on in.
Gee, thanks, Pammy. What's all the straw out on the porch for?
It's for Tony.
Of course.
It's something about a sailor.
Oh, I see. I think, Tony, can I talk to you?
Yep.
Good. Now, what's all that about?
Linda, it's like gonna be so cool. See, it all started with like an invitation on the answering machine.
An invitation just for Tony.
And not for us.
Yep. Like, I got it this morning.
Hi, Tony. It's Ezra. It's almost Passover. You know, the time of year when we celebrate baby Moses floating in the basket and other stuff. And my mom said that you could come to our Seder. Can you? I'll come by to find out soon. See you later. Bye.
So, I'm gonna be a sailor with Ezra. And I gotta make my basket, too. See, I got the straw right here.
Tony, that's not sailor, it's Seder.
Huh?
You see, Tony, Ezra's Jewish, and he doesn't celebrate Easter, he celebrates Passover.
Check. What's Passover?
It's a special holiday, one of the most important holidays that Jewish people celebrate.
Holidays? I like holidays.
I know, Tony. People around the world love holidays, and the Jewish people have many special ones.
Bim, bom, 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 bim.
Rosh Hashanah, Shana Tova, Happy New Year, it's not over. Dip the apple in the honey for a happy, sweet new year. Shofar sounds will fill the air, bringing joy as we all share in this happiest of happy days that we now celebrate. Just when it seems like a blur, it is time for Yom Kippur. It's the holiest of holy holidays in the whole year. We don't drink, we don't eat, don't wear leather on our feet, and we contemplate the way we can improve the things we do.
Phew, it's not easy being a Jew.
You can say that again.
It's not easy being a Jew.
Shall we?
Bim bom, 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 bim bom.
Then it's 8 days in the sukkah, sleep outside at stars we look at, eating, sleeping, singing, decorating our new home. Simchas Torah, dance the Horah, and there's more around the corner, for there's more, yes, much more, Simcha celebrating fun. Now it's time.
Is it here?
Yes, my favorite time of year, the most special list of special days are finally drawing near.
It's my birthday.
Not your birthday.
Yeah, my birthday.
Not your birthday. What I'm talking about is Hanukkah and Judah Maccabee.
Birthday too, you know.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Shall we?
Bim bom, 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 bim bom.
it over? I think not. It is time for Tu Bishvat. Then it's Purim, then it's Pesach, known as Passover. To some, we retell the freedom story at the Seder Feast of Glory. We eat matzah till we platzah, can't eat chometz, which is bread. Just when you think it's kaput, there is Yom HaAtzmaut, followed by the Feast of Shavuot, the final holiday. Now we're finished, are we done? Yes, we are. This was fun. Let us end.
Let us end
this celebration with a grand bimbo.
You big show off.
Mazel tov.
Pesach or Passover. Like, I don't get it. Why would you, like, call a holiday Passover?
That's easy, Tony. It's because you sit at the dinner table and you pass over the applesauce. You pass it over to Aunt Beulah and Uncle Zach. And then you taste it and, whoa, it's really good.
Peter!
What did I say?
That's not it. I know why it's called Passover, Tony. See, a long time ago, the Jewish people were held in a country called Egypt, away from their home. So they prayed to God and asked that they be let go. So God helped by making bad things happen, like a big sickness to hurt everyone and too many insects to hurt the crops. And in all of these bad things, the Jewish people were passed over, not hurt. So every year they celebrate with Passover to remember how God helped them get out of Egypt.
Yep, like celebration.
Good. So now we can put away all the straw and clean up the pie, and we'll...
Nope. You's forgot the part about baby Moses. I's need to make my basket for, like, sailing.
Oh, Tony, you don't need a basket. See, that happened a long time ago. Moses was a great man who grew up to help the Jewish people. But first, he was a little baby.
Usually works that way.
Peter.
Except for pickleberries. First we're little,
and then, like, we's are little.
Peter, I'm listening, Linda.
Well, when Moses was a baby, he was in danger. So to save him, his mother put him in a basket on a great river called the Nile. He floated along until he was found by a princess, and he grew up in a palace. Later, Moses helped his people, the Jewish people, leave Egypt.
Moses is a very important person in the Passover story. Most people don't start having adventures until they're at least as big as you are. But Moses had adventures when he was just a baby. His mother had to hide him. Where is he? Moshe! Moshe! Let's look for him. Shade your eyes against the sun. There aren't any sunglasses in ancient Egypt, and the sun is very bright. Where is baby Moses? Moses, Moses. Where is baby Moses? In the river Nile. You can make your hands be the waves in the river. Is Moses swimming in the river? He's just a baby. He can't swim yet. His mother put him in a basket. Make a basket with your arms. He's floating in a basket. Basket, basket, he's floating in a basket in the river Nile. This river is a very busy place. There are boats in the river, and barges, and crocodiles, and people washing their clothes. And there are people swimming. Do you know how to swim? Make believe you're swimming. The princess, she is swimming, swimming, swimming. The princess, she is swimming in the river Nile. Oh, look, cried the princess. There's a baby in the river. She picks up baby Moses very gently. Will you help her? She finds the baby Moses, Moses, Moses. She finds the baby Moses in the river Nile. Then what does the princess do? Does she kiss him and throw him back in the river? No, she takes him home with her. But princesses don't live in houses like ours.
She lives in a giant house, a palace. Make a palace with your arms. She takes him to the palace, palace, palace. She takes him to the palace by the river Nile. And what happens to all babies? What happened to you? There our Moses grows up. Stretch your arms from way down low to way up high. Grows up, grows up. There our Moses grows up by the river Nile. Let's tell the whole story again. Your hands will help you. Shade your eyes. Where is baby Moses? Moses, Moses. Where is baby Moses? In the river Nile. He's floating in a basket, basket, basket. He's floating in a basket in the river Nile. The princess, she is swimming, swimming, swimming. The princess, she is swimming in the river Nile. She finds the baby Moses, Moses, Moses. She finds the baby Moses in the river Nile. She takes him to the palace, palace, palace. She takes him to the palace by the river Nile. There our Moses grows up, grows up, grows up. There our Moses grows up by the river Nile.
Okay, like no basket for me. But then, if I don't have a basket, how can I be like a sailor?
That's Seder, Tony.
Whatever.
I know what a Seder is. It's a special dinner.
That's right, Pammy. It's a very special dinner for Passover.
And like I'm invited.
And I'm sure you'll have a great time, Tony. There are lots of special foods.
Yep. Like what special foods?
Ooh, weird stuff.
Not. See, Tony, there's this special bread called matzah. You'll like them. They're kind of like a cracker.
Hmm.
And they even have games with them.
You mean you go to dinner and you get to play with your food?
Uh-huh.
Cool.
Can you put your matzah into your tum-tum without even leaving one little crumb? Can you put your matzah into your tum-tum? Put your matzah into your tum-tum without even leaving one little crumb. Can you put your matzah into your tum-tum without even leaving one little crumb? I know the girl who runs very fast. She chased the tiger and didn't come last. I asked her then if she'd be the one to do what no one ever had done. Can you put your matzah into your tum-tum? No one ever had done. Can you put your matzah into your tum-tum without even leaving one little crumb? Can you put your matzah into your tum-tum without even leaving one little crumb? Munchin' matzah is such a treat. Munchin' matzah just can't be beat. Put on the butter, put on the jam, put on anything that you can. Can you put your matzah into your tum-tum without even leaving one little crumb? Can you put your matzah into your tum-tum without even leaving one little crumb? Can you put your matzah into your tum-tum without even leaving one little crumb? Can you put your matzah into your tum-tum without even leaving one little crumb?
Yous are listening to Pickleberry Pie, a radio show for, like, kids. Today on the pie, we's were gonna be sailors, but now it's like a Seder. That's a special dinner for Passover, which isn't about passing stuff around the table, but like a Jewish holiday.
Right, and Tony gets to go with Ezra.
Yep, and eat special crackers.
And other things, too.
Yep. Like what other things?
Good stuff, Tony. There's this food made out of apples and nuts that's delicious.
I like apples and nuts.
It's kind of like the food you can find at a deli. It's great, and you'll love it.
Give me a D.
D.
Give me an E.
E.
Give me an L.
L.
Give me an I.
I.
What's that spell?
Germany.
Say it loud.
Germany.
Now from the Kiskis.
Huh?
Oh, I love deli food. It's so delicious. More.
Can you come?
You bet.
Good.
And like, I know all about it. It's all about a big story.
Uh-huh. About my people, the Jewish people.
Yep. See, they's were stuck in this place called Egypt, and like, bad things were happening.
And then Moses helped the people leave Egypt.
But first, he like had to get out of his basket.
Right. So he did, and the people were saved from the bad stuff.
Check. Passed over. Cool story.
The best kind of story. History.
Check.
you get to eat at a Seder, but do you get to dance?
Sure, they have lots of special things for the kids. Hide the matzah, and a game about a baby goat called Hod God Yah.
Sounds like fun.
Dancing?
In a big circle, Peter.
Quack, quack, quack.
Oh, Quacker, you're here.
Hi, dear.
Hi, Quacker.
Hi.
You want to learn how to do the hora?
The what?
The hora. Watch. You go step, back, step, kick, step, kick. Now try it, okay? Here we go. Step, back, step, kick. Just say it to yourself. Step, back, step, kick, step, kick. Right.
Back, step,
right. Right! Is that too fast, Quacker?
That's very fast.
What?
That's very fast.
Too fast.
Too fast.
Okay, okay. Here we go. Ready? Now. Yeah. Hoopa! Step, kick, step.
Tzena, 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 habenot shirena, halutzim b'moshava. Alna, 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 tita bena mi ben chay elish sava. Tzena, tzena, habenot shirena, halutzim b'moshava. Alna, 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 tita bena mi ben chay elish sava. Tzena, 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 tzena.
The dancing is fun, but my favorite part is being with all the people. See, a Seder is a great time to have everyone you like to come over to your house and eat. So I asked my mom, it's okay to invite everyone. So Pammy and Peter and Linda, can you come to the Seder too?
Me? To pass stuff around? I mean for Passover?
Sure, I want you to come too, Peter.
Well, I don't know. It's a short notice.
Peter.
Well, okay.
I'd love to come to your Seder, Ezra.
Me too.
But Ezra, you see, well, I'm not Jewish. I'm Pickleberry.
That's okay. Passover is a great holiday for everyone.
Ah, check.
When I take you in my arms, my little Jewish boy, can I keep you far from harm? Turn your sorrows into joy. Your tiny hands and fingers clutching shadows in the air. Sense a memory that lingers of the dreams that you will share. Make a cradle from my arms, my little baby son. May it keep you safe and warm. Now your life has just begun. May you never know the sorrows or the ravages of war. May the world of your tomorrows see a peace that will endure. Sleep tight while the angels hold you, and may God unfold you with wings of love.
So that's our Pickleberry show for today. We'll be back soon with more music and more Pickleberries. So until then, this is Linda Arnold and all the Pickleberries saying...
Well, say, Ezra, what other holidays are there?
Well, there's Hanukkah and there's Purim.
Are there parties, too? And, like, do you invite people?
But they're at different parts of the year, Peter.
Well, it's never too soon to check my calendar. Well, thanks for inviting me.
Okay.
There. In ink.
Be kind to your parents, though they don't deserve it. Remember that grown-ups is a difficult stage of life. They're apt to be nervous and overexcited, confused from
program is dedicated to the memory of Nina Liebman.